Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today is Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. This week we've been looking at the story of Esther, a young Jewish woman who became a Babylonian queen and used her influence to save the entire Jewish people. Nobody knew she was a Jew, so she took a big risk. When she discovered there was a genocide being planned, she was convinced to step in because maybe she'd been put on earth for just such a time as this. That's a famous and beloved line from this story, uttered by her adoptive father, Mordecai, who was urging her to step in, to intervene, and save an entire race. Now, yesterday, we looked at the parallels between her story and Jesus' story, where Jesus stepped in and intervened to save the entire human race, where he spoke to the King of the universe, to God himself, against whom we had actually done wrong. We had sinned against him. He had every right to be angry with us, every right to end our lives since he gave them to us. But instead, because his beloved son intervened, God made it possible for us to have new life, to be forgiven our sins, all because of what Jesus did on the cross, dying for us, risking everything, and then rising again to new life. Now, today we have to think a little bit about how to apply and live this out. We have to think a bit about, when are we in the right time, in the right place, to make a real difference? Maybe it's happened to you before. I've had it happen where I've just been in the right place at the right time to help somebody in medical need, and I happen to have the right skills and experience to actually do something. Have you had an experience like that? Maybe you have. Maybe we talked about it on Monday. But there are some other really exciting stories out there of people who were in the right place at the right time to really make a difference. And the one that comes to mind for me was Dr. Kent Brantley. You might remember his story. He moved to Africa in 2013 as a Christian medical doctor. And in 2014, when the Ebola outbreak hit, he was in the right place at the right time with the right skills. He stepped in and started treating people as soon as he could, at great personal risk. In the end, he did contract Ebola, and thankfully he managed to get a cure, but many don't survive. But thanks to his efforts, more people survived than might have otherwise. He stepped in the style that Esther did. He stepped in to try to save an entire people from dying from a terrible contagious disease, at great personal expense. He intervened as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, stepping into harm's way so that others didn't need to die. And he was conscious of this. Here's something he said after the ordeal. "When I thank God for saving my life, I'm not unique in that. If you watch videos of survivors in Liberia, so many of them thank God for saving their lives. I chose a career in medicine because I wanted a tangible skill with which to serve people. And so my role as a physician is my attempt to do that. I'll probably get tired of talking about my experience someday, but I went to Liberia because I long felt it was my vocation to spend my career as a medical missionary. Deep in the core of my heart, I still think that's my calling. I don't want to go on with life and forget this." He was in the right place at the right time with the right skills. Now, you may not be a medical doctor, you may not live in Africa, you may not be faced with a sudden outbreak of a contagious disease ever in your life. But God has put you somewhere with some skills when the right circumstances hit. And your challenge today is to think about what that is. What has God uniquely gifted you for? Where has God put you in this life? Where are people hurting near you? And where are there opportunities to serve them? Will you answer when God calls you to do something impactful in this world? Will you hoard your money for yourself, or will you give it when you hear about an opportunity to really serve people and change lives? Will you keep the gifts and skills God's given you for yourself to enhance your well-being, or will you use them to help others? Will you use the time that you have, especially your free time or your working time, will you use that time to make a difference in this world? We can be inspired by the story of somebody like Kent Brantley or the story of somebody like Esther, but we're all meant to be inspired by and following the story of Jesus, who did exactly that, who gave his life as a living sacrifice to save others. If we're truly following Jesus, that's the example we need to follow as well. For Jesus, it wasn't just talk, it was very tangible. And so when we're faced with violence, when we're faced with missing and murdered Aboriginal women in Canada, or ISIS in Iraq, or racial violence in the US, whenever we're faced with these things, our challenge is not just to talk about and condemn those things, but to actually step in, even when it's risky for us. That's what we see Esther doing, that's what we see Jesus doing and setting the pattern for the rest of us. So, that's your challenge for this week. Where has God put you in life? And why do you think he's put you there for such a time as this? With the skills you've been given, what difference can you make that no one else can? And what risks are holding you back? Have a great discussion with your group about what those things are and ask them to keep you accountable. That's a big part of why we have these small groups that we urge you to be part of, to share our challenges with others, because we want other people to keep you accountable to what you're learning, and we want you to keep others accountable. So if you don't have anybody keeping you accountable, and you're not keeping anyone accountable, add that to today's challenge too. Find who those people can be. So have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect on this topic. Bye for now.